Selected Photos, Art, and Poetry, Reaching New Horizons, by Danan Moody. From the next 8 pages, we present the blossoming talents of some of our contest winners. Their efforts reminded our judges of the pioneers who put their faith in the Lord and exercised creativity in building Zion. We hope their efforts will remind you of the pioneers and stir up a desire to start creating new horizons of your own. Brother, by Danan Moody. Never been offered the opportunity to bask in the beauty of black. Now this neighborhood is mine, each colored brother my friend. If I stare into your eyes, I'm admiring. If I'm quiet, I'm observing. I will be your best friend. I will walk amongst your braided children and smile and touch and joke with them and never see colors. I see deep into the unique, for we're twins in that aspect. Cherish the thought of you and your way of life forever. Saturday, by April Anderson. Comfort is eating ice cream and blueberries with my sister and laughing until the ice cream melts into cold purple soup that tastes just as good because we're eating it together. Conference with Gordon B. Hinckley, by Laura Osler. Apprehensively hushed, everyone sits. Ours is the eager silence of expectancy. And I imbibe freely of the spirit that is passed around. Then the moment comes, and in enters the man. A man with understanding in his eyes, power in his voice, compassion in his face, and our quiet changes to the grateful stillness of fulfillment. Truth, by Laura Osler. Like a rising sun's reflection over a troubled sea, his teachings are reflected in everything I see. And being the true son he's proven himself to be, he will soon return again to reign over this troubled world and me. Hi, by Danan Moody. Arms out, filling my sails with a spirit that lifts me above. Rooftop skims my head on ceiling, clouds my heart a feather, hymns playing in my mind out loud. Shopping for the Perfect Person, by April Anderson. I'm sorry, miss, we seem to be out of stock. Home from Utah, by April Anderson. The field swirled by in rushing torrents of grain, sweeping away farmhouses and lopsided shacks. The pavement pulling me homeward, but away from him. I said I wouldn't cry, it was only 2 years, and for a noble cause. I said I wouldn't cry, but you have to, for someone who pushed you on the tire swings, who taught you how to laugh, who interrogated every suitor. You have to when you see your big brother grown up. Watching my father pass the sacrament because there weren't enough deacons, by Elizabeth Thatcher. His hands are not soft, his face is not clean or clean-shaven. His hair sticks to his forehead, for the spring is still wet and mewling. He does not look strong as he gives me the bread. He is not powerful passing the water. But his eyes have seen a private suffering when the spring was still wet and mewling, and I can rely on no better strength than that. Words, by Danan Moody. Words waving through screen doors and past countries' boundaries, finding the Philippines and California, seeing missing teeth and words that find my smile. Words that sounded foreign before when I chewed on my tongue and wrote down run-on, struggling as a shadow, and ears for 8 months. Words I only wait to use. Humor that I've learned and love remain in my mouth so long they get rusty. Words break boundaries, and I'm equipped with a chisel. December 23rd, by April Anderson. I walk bundled down the street with 100 other scarfed and mittened last-minute shoppers. Lights adorn the lampposts. Music plays at every door, the falling snow having just enough magic. To collect on my eyelashes, I see a crowd of people shivering on a street corner, waiting for the light to turn green, and I know it is not out of neglect that one man wears no coat or gloves. Someone beside him turns, takes off his coat, puts it around the bent man's shoulders and says, almost apologetically, Merry Christmas. And the light in that man's eyes outshone every electric bulb on the street. I wish every day could be Merry Christmas. Moroni's Footsteps by A. Jonathan Vance. In a forest swept silent by the arm of judgment, snow falls like tears for a destroyed nation. Bald but alone, a man who knows his mission walks along, preparing to bury the truth and let the silence pass over the earth until it is broken by a voice from the dust. Sealed by Carolyn Bolt. In a room full of mares, nothing ends. Kneeling, promising eternally together, we waited with faith as her guide. We walked the path that he asked us to, and now we are together. In a room full of mirrors, nothing ends. Testimony by Alexander Vance. Testimony is a warm blanket wrapped about my shoulders as I sit next to the fire. It is a standard I feel compelled to show to the world. The undaunted city placed atop a hill, bringing all in from the frozen night, come sit next to me and share of his warmth. Fleeting Winter by Laura Osler. Crystal foam floats from a celestial sea of blue to form a white ocean of mortality. Indigo by Joanne Ashman. Up I came through the world, a new and sometimes shining face, led by those more experienced, those who knew the world well. There were joyous times, times that were colored the most beautiful oranges with bright and red lipstick smiles and the happy yellow sunshine. Then there were other times when I saw through my hollow tears the color indigo, the deepest shade of blue. No Fault in Nada by April Anderson. There is a softness of light in the eastern horizon of my soul. It is a glowing pink and orange, and I can feel the warmth of a sunrise. End of the article. Selected photos, art, and poetry, Reaching New Horizons.